Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 521 and is sponsored by Arnold Colorford Knitwear, But the Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Inner Weave Yarn Fest, and Knit Companion. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks, A Review,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you're a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. It's Stitches. It's Stitches. This week is gonna be bananas.
So it is.
You are getting the episode a day and a half early, because if not, you will get no show notes. And in fact, the episode might not go up until after Stitches, so we reworked our week to accommodate something awesome. I'm pretty excited.
Are you now? I couldn't tell.
A little bit. I am. Well, I want to talk about what we're knitting.
Yes, let's do that.
So let's start with that. What are you working on? You have way more than I do this week, so why don't you start?
Huh. I'm working on the Posa Cowl by Isolde out of Floating from A Verb for Keeping Warm. They're going to be at Stitches, aren't they?
We can buy your yarn in person and look at their fantastic faces and give them excellent hugs.
Excellent. And so I knitted all the
plain knitting?
The busy lace part.
Oh.
And now I'm just going around and around and around for 24 rows until the next part that has a little bit of lace. Mm-hmm. So that's working well. What are you working on?
I have finished the front on my Amungia pullover by Aroha Knits, and we have a discount code from Frenchie. And we've been watching Chuck at our house, because I guess we never finished it. So last night while I was watching Chuck, I finished the knitting on the front, and then I put those clippy stitch markers at the shoulders just to hold it together. And then I put stitch markers under the armholes, because you're not going to mattress stitch up the armholes, or you shouldn't. I mean, if you want to, I guess you can. But at every stripe, I put a clip. So there's 4 zillion clips in it waiting to be mattress stitched today, hopefully, so that I can wear it for semi-finished Sunday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? I have to check the Instagram. We have choices.
Okay.
We have choices. So that is my major knitting. I've really enjoyed knitting that. It is so potato chippy between the stripes and the shaping. And every time you start to think, well, I'm kind of over this part, you're on to the next part.
You've gone monogamous on that sweater.
I have. And part of it is that I'm excited. I like working on it, but I also really like, I want to wear it.
And it's potato chippy.
It is potato chippy. And it's different from the other stuff I've made, especially recently, because it's very fitted. And I am super excited about it. So that is the bulk of what I've been working on.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm carrying the knitting part of the podcast.
You are.
I'm knitting Hogwarts House Color Socks from Mustache Yarn for Genevieve. And it's a 4-house repeat. And
each of the houses' colors are represented in this. It's very,
yes,
very cool.
And so I finished the first one, and I basically knitted all of it up, and at the present, they're thigh highs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking in a year or so, they'll be ankle highs. Socks.
Oh, yeah.
The way, I don't know what you're feeding your kids, but they're growing like weeds.
Nutritious, delicious stuff.
Yeah. So first sock is finished, and I'm on the second repeat of the second sock.
Excellent. Is she excited?
I keep asking her if they're big enough, and she keeps saying, keep knitting, Gramsy.
Hmm. I made a little bit of progress on my sarcastic unicorn sockhead cowl last week at Big River, which is the Huckleberry Finn musical, which I saw in high school many, many years ago, and I saw it again last week. So that was lovely. It's a really good knitting in the dark pattern.
Huh.
Which is a strange qualification to make, but because I can do 2-2 ribbing pretty much in the dark on a plane, in a train, in a house with a mouse in a box with a fox.
It's only so much rimming, though. Then it goes
into stockinette.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you knit in circles, which I can also do in the dark, in the park, okay, et cetera. So it is quite potato chippy.
So I've been knitting the non-Euclidean heel socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm knitting them out of Peyton's Croy. And I have three pairs of socks on the needles: cherry pop stripes, rainbow stripes, and purple haze.
Mm-hmm.
And I knitted the socks, and I have three socks that just need to be bound off.
Ah, you mean Kitchenered.
Kitchenered. And yeah. I'm doing a knitted Kitchener.
Okay.
So.
Excellent.
Yes.
I am working on my Viergeange poncho shawl. My Viergeange,
uh-huh,
by Martina Baim for the hashtag NeverEnding Baim Along. For my Knitting Mulby podcast knitting. I haven't decided if this is going to be my take along knitting for stitches or if it's going to be my sockhead unicorn cowl. That one fits better in my purse,
mm-hmm,
but this one lends itself better to getting a lot done in a short amount of time. I could do both. There's 4 days of stitches.
Yeah?
Theoretically. Ugh, I'm just so stinking excited.
How much knitting do you get done at stitches?
More than if I don't take knitting.
Okay. So I am knitting another Rocky Coast cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I put stitch markers in every 6 stitches, and that was such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see where my repeats are.
Mm-hmm.
And the modifications are increases at the front,
mm-hmm,
so it will not hang open but closed because I get cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I separated the sleeves, and I knitted up everything that I had frogged. So when I look at my directions, I have more stitches than the directions say.
Because
I added at the front.
Are you putting it in your project page so you don't lose it?
I should have a project page, huh?
Yes.
Yes. I need to learn how to take pictures from my phone and put it directly on. I nagged about that last week.
You mentioned it last week.
Okay, and that's all I have in the way of knitting.
Really?
Yep.
All right. In that case, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Baffled by Brioche, Done In by Double Knitting, Boost Your Knitting from Arnold Culliford Knitwear is now available to order. Our unique program includes 12 patterns from 12 stellar designers, accompanied by photo and video tutorials to teach you new techniques and bring you the joy and excitement of learning something new. You'll receive monthly digital patterns and tutorials in your inbox along with a print book shipping September 2019. You can also join in friendly and supportive monthly knit-alongs in our Ravelry group because learning new skills is even better when you do it with friends. Boost Your Knitting costs £30 sterling, approximately $39, and includes free worldwide shipping. Visit shop.acknitwear.co.uk to start your techniques adventure. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events do we have ongoing and coming up in the near future?
Okay, the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal is ongoing,
mm-hmm,
and I'm knitting my Rocky Coast cardigan for that, and you're knitting the almond gear.
No, I'm not changing that at all. I'm knitting that as written. My Fading Lines cardigan by Hohe Locatelli. Maybe later tonight we're going to have a swatch of knitters. Did we decide on what the plural of knitter is?
A delight.
A delight. Oh, I like that. We're going to have a lot of knitters in our house over the next few days. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking if after the bedtime hours, while people are socializing in the common areas of one of our houses, if I'll find the energy to rip with a friend. Because really, when one of you is ripping, the other one can wind it.
Yes.
And it just moves the whole process
forward. What are you ripping?
I need to rip out my whole Fading Lines cardigan because it's too big. It's too big now. And this is ancient when knitting attacks from months and months ago when I was working on it actively. But when I remeasured for something.
Okay.
I was measuring myself for a pullover or a cardigan, and it was just, I'm knitting it for a size 38 bust, and I am down to a 35, 34 again.
Okay.
Which makes a big difference, especially if it's a raglan cardigan, because if the shoulders are too big, then it just kind of flumps and does not look as nice. And I have to rip out my squash blossom sprig as well, because that's supposed to have negative ease, and as it stands is about 4 inches too big for me. So we will get there. Okay. Do you have anything else? Oh, I measured for my cardigan, my comfort fade cardigan. That's what the thing was that made me realize that I'm shrinking. So
okay.
So I need to rip that out, and maybe I will do that while we have people over. Because there's nothing like the support of knitting friends to get this stuff done.
Okay.
All right, what else have we got?
We have Stitches West coming up.
Yay!
February 21st through 24th. So this week, Stitches West registration is ongoing, and we have...
I don't know if you can register anymore. I think that they are moved and packed. I think you can still buy tickets online and bring your printed thingy or your on your phone thingy.
Okay.
I'm reasonably positive.
And we have tips for attending Stitches West and the Stash Fit workbook. That, where can people find that, Lovey?
That is through Infinite Twist, and it's linked in our show notes along with our tips for attending Stitches West. I am mostly torn between trying to not bring in more things because I have a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and only bringing things that spark joy. But unfortunately, when you're surrounded by yarn and friends and color and wool fumes,
it all sparks joy.
So I'm trying to rein it in. I was talking to a friend about Stitches and how I'm kind of anxious and also excited because of this problem of not wanting more stuff. And then I told her about thinking I could knit myself 6 sweaters and 2 shawls and a hat in January because I put all of it together.
What?
I was pulling projects together and trying to figure out my next thing, because as I wash the yarn for one color work project, because somehow all of my projects are color work projects these days, I have to figure out what the next thing I'm going to wash is, right?
Okay.
So I'm pulling it together and making sure all the pieces and parts are together, and... in my brain, I can knit 6 sweaters in a month. Because the cue in my head is not a real list where I write things down, like the Stash Fit workbook suggests, by putting it in writing and actually coming to terms with how much you really do knit. Does that make sense?
You don't make sense, but yes,
no.
It does make sense.
I will say that working on the Amungia pullover is giving me a distorted idea of how long it takes to knit a sweater, because not only does it have negative ease, but it's on size 8 needles and worsted weight, which is not what I usually knit sweaters on.
Mm-hmm.
Not these days, but...
You usually do fingering weight.
Fingering weight or sport weight. So okay. Usually I'm not on a needle that's bigger than a 6, but I've been working on, I think, a 7 or an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on the needle that it says in my project page. But it's going so fast. And again, part of that is how potato chippy the sweater is.
Mm-hmm.
So... we'll see. I'm not ultimately looking forward to doing mattress stitch to get it to the next step, but I do want to wear it, so I will persevere. All right. Do we have anything else we are working on or attending in the near future?
No. February is Stitches.
Excellent. We are hoping to do some fun stuff on social media during the show, so keep your eyes on our Instagram, our Facebook page, and probably YouTube. YouTube tends to wait till the end of the day, though, because it takes a lot of juice from my phone to upload to YouTube. So that's the end of the evenings. But if you do Facebook or Instagram, you will have it relatively quickly. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Dreaming of sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in Stitches this week?
Huh. I wear my Quinn hat with the ear flaps every night. I wear my Knitmore cowl. Wool socks every day. The sock head cowl is lovely, and I love the gray tones.
From Knit Circus.
Yes. The Mondo cable pulley, I wore that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's California cold here, but wearing wool
mm-hmm.
makes you feel so much better.
It does.
And also, yeah, that's I think that's all I wore.
I have been wearing the same things I wear every week.
Mm-hmm.
Wool socks, my gray cashmere loop cowl, the going gold hat. And I wore one of my Mondo Cable cardigans. But today, on my way out, I grabbed my tied knots hat, which I made out of old cashmere.
Mm-hmm.
I repurposed one of Andrew's projects that had been lingering because I wanted the blue, but it was...
Languishing?
It has been sitting in that bag for literally years. And while I have plenty of well-aged projects...
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for, I think I talked about this, like needing a specific shade of blue. And this isn't it. I remembered it differently, but I still worked on it. And I think I've got the shade of blue I want. So I'm probably going to knit this again
mm-hmm.
in the right shade of blue. But it's still not blocked. I need to do that. But I wanted to wear it because the pom-pom on my going gold hat is humongous. And while I love how it looks... It's not super comfortable to drive in because of where my head is. And I don't want to... I like to wear it slouchy, not... What's the opposite of slouchy? High and tight.
Okay.
So if I get in the car with the giant pom-pom on, I have to reorganize my hat. And I don't know. I don't want to mess with my hat when I get in the car. I just want to get in the car and go. So this currently does not have a pom-pom. I don't think I'm going to add a pom to this. And this took just under one ball of the Jade Sapphire Cashmere. So theoretically, I could make another one. Theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the same color that was not exactly perfect. Or I can use it for something else, which also is an option. The kids have been wearing... Genevieve has been wearing her Gryffindor scarf and hat, which are the best. We are watching... Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And that's the one where Hermione has the
time turner?
I think so. Spoiler alert, these books are 20 years old. She has a hat that has baubles and cables and things, and it's like a wine red.
Ah.
So I asked Genevieve if she would perhaps like one of those hats because
mm-hmm.
it's a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very into this, and I feel like it's a good trade-off between working on the Tafiti sweater that I haven't even started that she wants, but mm-hmm. I'm worried that I will make it and then she won't want it. So I'm anxious about that. But anyway, so she's been wearing that. Andrew's been wearing his cashmere watch cap,
mm-hmm.
the Andrew watch cap, yeah. And Rex has not been wearing anything. I need to put the car's buttons on that sweater so that he can wear it.
Good plan.
Yeah. And maybe that will bring him over to the wool side. It's just... He's also been indoors a lot because it's been raining. So he doesn't really need sweaters in the house. All right. Is that it?
Yep. And then there's what Sam has been wearing.
What's Sam been wearing?
He wore the Shark's Daybreak that I knitted for him.
Mm-hmm.
In Shark's colors. San Jose Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Go Sharks! And yes, he was outdoors and he wore that because it was cold and windy.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Want to learn brioche knitting from Fina Goberstein? How about tablet weaving with John Malarkey or knitwear design with Kate Atherley? Dive into these techniques and dozens more with workshops at Interweave Yarn Fest. Join the fun in Loveland, Colorado, March 27th through the 31st. Plus, enjoy shopping the marketplace full of yarn, fiber, and handmade goods. Find all the details and register online at interweaveyarnfest.com.
This week for Mother Knows Best, we are going to talk about maximizing your festival experience. I'm so excited, Lovey.
I am too. I want to start with the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people to try and get enough rest is ridiculous because this is like what I believe a 4-day knitting rave would be if I had ever been to a rave. So I can only imagine. But I know that part of the fun of this is staying up with your friends and having sleepovers like we used to when we were younger. And I know that going out for dinners, and I know with our friends particularly, because we tend to We tend to find people who are like ourselves. We tend to chat and have very social meals that go and stretch into the wee small hours, particularly over here where you don't have small people to put to bed. So I want to say, get as much rest as you can, as you need to, but make sure that you're eating nutritious food and you're drinking enough water. This is the basics.
Comfortable shoes
for sure. Make sure that I'm going to say handbag, but I know that we have people who don't carry handbags. Make sure that whatever you're carrying your stuff in is built for comfort and isn't too heavy. I pare down my bag for stitches down to the bare bones. I mostly try to do it out of the name tag thing, the badge holder.
Mm-hmm.
And someone years ago was either selling them or giving them away, like some sturdier ones.
Mm-hmm.
And those were worth their weight in gold. You could fit money in there. You could fit your phone in. I mean, my phone is humongous now. It's the size of, you know,
a brick.
Yes. We've gone back to bricks. But you could fit everything in your name tag pouch, and that way you didn't have to have extra stuff encumbering you. Bring reusable bags. If you happen to have a Knitmore Girls bag, that would be a great one. We pick our swag based on what we think is useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the bags that fold or crumple up into a smaller bag, because then you can have a few things together and they're sturdier than plastic bags and reusable.
Backpacks
are great, except they sometimes bump into people's displays. Make sure to take breaks and drop things at your vehicle. I think Coat Check might be able to take your bags of stuff, but I'm not positive. There was a Coat Check a few years back.
Yeah.
We checked our stroller.
The Girl Scouts had something.
I hope they have cookies. Buy Girl Scout cookies. They're terrific. That's a good thing. Make sure to bring snacks. If you don't bring snacks, get Girl Scout cookies. Though technically those aren't super good for you, but, you know, do what you gotta do.
It's instant energy, I'm sure.
Take a look around the convention center. This is going to sound terrible. I don't know if Uber and Lyft were a thing last year. I don't remember when they started to be popular.
We had them last year, too.
So you can get places with relative ease. You can go a little bit further, especially if you do a ride share thing, where you make some new friends at the show, and then you go out and share a meal with them, which is one of my favorite things to do. I wish that we had like a restaurant guide for the area. There's lots of good stuff to eat really close by. And I'm going to say, like, particularly downtown Sunnyvale, which is kind of a haul from the convention center, but has so much good food.
Mm-hmm.
We also have services like DoorDash where they can bring other food to the hotel, because I remember last year people were waiting for 2 and 3 hours to get dinner. Don't wait 2 and 3 hours to get dinner. Go get dinner. Waiting to eat. Because here's the other thing. This is coming from a parenting perspective. When we don't get enough rest, we're not hydrated enough, when we are hungry, these things make it harder for us to be our best, to think clearly, to make good choices, as we say, mm-hmm. with the kids. But it's true for grown-ups too, because I have found that around lunchtime, people's ability to cope.
Yeah.
And this is definitely for me. I get hangry. If you bring snacks to the show floor, please try and make them like peanut and tree nut free, because there are some people who attend who, if there are particles in the air, can get very sick. So our snacks are, the snacks we have in the car are that way anyway because of the school stuff, but we have kids at school with allergies. But just things to keep in mind when you're packing your on-the-go snacks. If you bring a reusable water bottle, you will not be paying. Last year, I think it was $3 or $3.50 for water from the box thing that sells the vending machines. I'm sorry, I'm just out of words today, which is terrible for a podcaster going into a very social weekend. If you happen to need coffee, locate the places where there is coffee on site. If you are worried you will not be able to get the coffee you need or want, or the tea that you like to drink, bring a thermos. There are places to stash things. If you make friends who have hotel rooms, they are usually very kind about letting you stash your stuff there. Or we have a friend who lets us crash in her room when
that's an exception. I would say that's an exception.
It is an exception. There's lots of places to sit. You just have to kind of look for them and be prepared to leave the show floor, which is the hardest thing, I think.
Yeah.
So we talked about snacks and rest.
Comfortable shoes. Don't wear heels.
I don't know many people who do, but definitely wear those shoes that you can stand in all day. The concrete is brutal. There are people doing massage. Ray, and I don't know who is in the booth with Ray this year doing massage, but I highly recommend it. I see Ray on the regular because he's local and he's fantastic. I think Charles might be in the booth with him this year. So it tends to rotate. I just don't know. What else is important to do?
If somebody is sitting on a couch and dozing, let them doze.
Ah, that's mom's personal experience. As long as they're safe. I think it's nice to keep an eye on people to make sure.
They're okay.
They're okay, but again, this is a lot of this stuff is coming back to mom stuff for me. Like, make sure to eat enough, make sure to drink enough, rest when you need to. Yes, it feels like you're missing out on fun, but you can say, if you're having a great conversation, I would love to continue this conversation. I just need to get off my feet for a couple of minutes. And usually the person you're talking to will say, oh, me too. And then you can sit for a little bit and socialize. And depending on where you're sitting, you can usually have a good view of something that you're browsing from where you're sitting. I have I have a bad habit of browsing from my chair, which does not go with the only buy things that spark joy, only bring home one. My goal is to bring home one special thing from Stitches, just one.
I'm hoping to be accosted by a project I absolutely need to have.
I can tell you already because I was talking to
Lover's First Sight something.
But this is where Stitches and other events like this are so tempting, so enabling, where you go in and you see a sample and you think to yourself,
exactly.
You do. You get, it's love at first sight. And I was telling my friend, I was like, I can say I only want to bring home one special thing. But it's an arbitrary rule. And I know I'll see a bunch of really excellent samples. And I will come home thinking I can knit myself 37 sweaters this year. Because when I was talking to, I was looking at the map for the show floor. And after saying, there's literally nothing in this universe that I need right now. Nothing. Not a thing. Not one single thing. I rattled off 30 vendors on that list who I wanted to visit.
Yeah.
I want to go say hi to these people. Oh, and also, and you know, I want to see what they have. Oh, and I'm going to get a mug from.
Yeah, there's one guy one booth who carries a really toothsome
wool
tweed. Wool tweed.
Are you thinking of the one that used to be next to us at Stitches when we worked at the yarn shop?
I don't know.
Okay. I can't remember who they are. I can remember their faces. I can't remember the name of their booth. We should check the map and circle things.
Good idea. Not everything has to be soft and squishy. Something that has texture and body is also interesting.
It can be, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other tips for people? Make friends, talk to people, make plans, go outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then I will say, for the Monday after Stitches, or when you get home, lay out your things, if you can, on your bed. If you are a Marie Kondo person, I like to use my dinner table because it's bigger than my bed. And last year, you and I had all our stuff commingling on the table.
Yeah.
And print out your patterns, because I don't normally print out patterns, but I like to write it on Post-its and then print them out as I go. So that way I know exactly. Bring your Post-its to Stitches too, so that when you buy stuff, you can stick it directly to the yarn.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I have to say that Canon Hand Dyes nailed it when it came to, you buy a project that you see the model for it in her booth, and she's got stickers that say who the designer is and what the pattern is, and she sticks it to your yarn. Genius. Literally the most organized way, because we all lie to ourselves and say, I will remember, which is the number one most popular lie that I tell myself.
At a fiber event?
Generally speaking, I don't have to write it down. I'll remember. Literally never. I will never remember. Never, ever, ever. So, if you scratch it down, or if you are a digital person and you don't want to take the 2 seconds to write it down, take a picture of the sample and then zoom in on the card, because we have smartphones that take pictures. I did a bunch of this last year. If the sample deviates from the pattern, take pictures of the sample so you can reverse engineer. I did that 1 year with a friend of mine posing in the sample from Canon's booth. What else? What else? this is something that I was thinking about doing this year, is take pictures of things that you like and that you want to buy. And if it's not for today, that way you can put it on your wish list for later, because most of those people have websites, mm-hmm. and you can order stuff mm-hmm. in the future.
Yep.
And that way you're not spending your whole wad forever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can spread it out over the course of the year. Or if you have a birthday coming up or a holiday coming up, you can say, you know, I wanted 4 skeins of Woodbury from Neighborhood Fiber Company on this base. And here's mm-hmm. the picture and here's the website. Yes, you are.
I remembered another thing that I don't ever do and I should.
Hmm.
Call your credit card company and tell them.
Call them today when you download the podcast.
Yeah.
I should actually, I'll put that up on social media today.
Good plan.
Because we did that yesterday.
Mm.
That was part of the phone call stuff we were doing yesterday. I had Andrew call while I did other things, because also I don't like talking on the phone. I wonder if you can do this on your, like, an app or online, so you don't have to talk to a human, so you don't have to people. For someone who likes to talk, the phone is very hard for me.
Bank of the West has some kind of, no, B of A has some kind of
app thing
where there's a talking machine thing,
interactive voice response system where you say yes and no. Yeah.
And I haven't found her useful, but maybe other people have better experiences.
You definitely want to call, and I would say stretch out the reason you call your credit card companies and your bank, for those who don't know, is because the booths at the show are from different places, and if your credit card pings that you made a purchase in California, and then you made a purchase in Baltimore, Maryland, and then you made a purchase in South Carolina, and then it'll freeze it because it thinks it's fraud.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell that you're at a knitting convention. This happened to me a few years back. My credit card bounced in a booth, and I was mortified. And bless her, this was in Creatively Dyed Yarns.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dying anymore, but she's wonderful. She stops a moment while I'm trying to, like, pull it together because I was embarrassed. She very calmly and kindly says, did you remember to call your credit card people and let them know you were going to be at a show this week? And I stopped and I said, I don't think I did. And within a minute and a half, because I texted Andrew because I didn't want to rattle off my credit card number in the middle of a busy convention center, I called Andrew and he called it. And within 5 minutes, the whole thing was solved.
Good.
But that is the thing I forget to do every year.
Yeah.
So... But if you stretch it out to Thursday, because some people don't run their charges or the internet stuff doesn't work quite well,
mm-hmm.
this is old information. When we used to do shows, back in the before times, you would do the ka-chunk, ka-chunk receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody at the yarn store, when they got home, had to manually go in and go beep, 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 beep. So it would take until usually, I don't know, midweek, the week after stitches,
mm-hmm.
for everything to go through. So... that is the low-tech and the high-tech version. Anything else?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How has your knitting been treating you?
Mostly okay, but remember the Ribby Cardi I finished ages ago?
Mm-hmm.
And that I just did the seams?
Mm-hmm.
So it needs a collar. And so I started picking up the stitches for the collar, but it wasn't working well, and I picked up the stitches from the wrong side.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I ripped it out, and I started picking up stitches from the right side, and I used a crochet hook to pick up the challenging stitches, and it was so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the stitch count. My stitch count is divisible by 2. You do a knit 2, purl 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my knit count is divisible by 2. It needs to be divisible by 4.
So what did you do? Did you increase or did you decrease to get the stitch count? You ripped it out and picked it up again?
Nope. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
So I just was annoyed and thought I need to fix that.
Okay.
So, and maybe I'll look at my math again.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So that's it. That's How it. About you?
My knitting's awesome. I clipped things together. I should have put clippy markers at the bottom of the sleeve hole increases, the sleeve shaping.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of late last night when I was trying to figure out where it was, and the lighting at night in our living room is not terrific because I don't want to turn on the bright lights.
It's lovely.
It's ambient, but it's not good for looking at details. So
maybe we need to look into getting
lamps. I have lamps.
Lamps.
I just need to set it up.
Yeah, exactly that part.
Yeah. I just want less stuff in my living room is all.
Yeah.
I don't want a one function object. Does that make sense? There's a word for it in cooking.
The couch is a one function object.
Technically, no.
No.
You can sit and sleep on it.
Ah, okay.
Two functions.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
That it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for our review, we will be reviewing Fresh Designs Men. This is an older one from Cooperative Press, published in 2012. It retails for $22.95 for a print copy or $16.95 for a digital copy on Ravelry. This has 10 patterns. Obviously, the subject matter is men, menswear, and has a variety of designers. Would you like to start the review or would you like me to?
You start. I'll chime in.
There are 10 patterns in this. There are hats, socks, I think at least one scarf, and sweaters. And what drew me to this one particularly was the sweaters, with an eye to things that I would want to do for myself. There were two in particular that I really liked. And the thing I appreciate about this is a booklet. It's not a big book. It's only 10 patterns.
Soft cover.
It's very light. It's one size too big to be a stocking stuffer for scale.
Right.
The one I really like is the Brian Cardigan by Ruth Garcia Alcantad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got ribbing and cables and a turned collar and a zipper. And it's very classic and very wearable. And it's in a worsted weight. And it's a really handsome sweater. And I could see a lot of people in my life, men included, wearing it. I was looking at it for myself, to be totally honest. And then there's the cover sweater, which I have to find the name of.
So the sweater I liked for myself was a Riga sweater, knitted in the round with saddle shoulders. I think it's the last one in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors they did it in, black and gray, really spoke to me. It's my favorite color combination.
It's a very graphical sweater. Graphical? Yeah. Graphic?
Graphic.
It's sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start at the beginning? I feel like we're jumping around. Okay.
The first project in the book is the Cooper scarf, and it's supposed to have a steampunky vibe, and it has snaps, but it needs a diagram on how to
attach the buttons,
space them.
Oh.
And that is missing. The next thing is a Rhythm Maker hat, and what I like about that is the decreases form a cross on the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like
I like a sharp like crown decrease, yeah.
Yes.
It's well thought out.
Then there are the Boyma socks. They look kind of like hiking socks.
Mm-hmm.
And they are done in worsted weight.
So they're nice solid socks to wear around the house.
Right.
Or in boots.
Then there is the Gone Fishing sweater. And I love saddle shoulders.
Same. It doesn't fit the model very well, or it's intended to be a slouchy, oversized sweater. But I can see the whole thing about sweaters and fit is we've been talking about this for almost 11 years, how sweaters are supposed to fit, how you want them to fit, all these things. And I wouldn't knit this as shown for myself or for Andrew. I would modify it slightly.
It's made out of hemp and cotton, so mm-hmm. it would be challenging to knit. I don't think hemp is any stretchier than cotton.
No, I'd do it in something else.
Yeah.
I like the idea of using hemp and cotton for people who are warm-blooded, though.
True. The next thing is the Sartor vest, and the whole thing is covered by a coat, and there are cables on the sides and the sleeve
that you can't, that
you
see.
Can't see. Can I tell you how annoyed I am with photographers who don't know what they're supposed to be doing?
I'm not certain that that's it. There might, so when I was back in the day, we learned that if something was photographed a certain way, it was usually to hide a problem. And perhaps it is that the cables were not executed the way they're written or some such thing. Or they just thought it was, it's a vest. I'm not sure why you wouldn't have.
It has sleeves.
It has sleeves?
Yep. And you can't even see that there are sleeves.
Oh, I just took it at their word that it was a vest. I didn't look at the diagrams for it. I just assumed it was a ribbed vest. You do lose a lot. You know what's really sharp is the Stairway Sweater by Nikki Adams. I really like the use of accent colors. I think it's very flattering, and it makes you look tall. And it's a cool way of adding a little splash of color and interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how fun it would be to make this sweater all in a solid, sedate color, but I do like the idea of adding a splash of color at the end for interest.
You okay? The next project is the brick stitch scarf, and very literally, it's done in brick-colored yarn with gray mortar. Very literal. And I actually like it a lot.
It's really sharp. This could be your platform 9 3/4 scarf if you are so inclined.
Yeah, it could be. The next thing is the Brian cardigan,
which I gushed about earlier.
Cables and ribs, yeah. Okay. And then there is the abalone
cove hat.
And the design is on the crown, and you just see a big picture of the guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
And so that picture is totally useless. I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like.
And then there's the Riga sweater, which we talked about earlier. So it's a good mix of projects. I'm curious to see how many of them are on Ravelry with different photography.
Oh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll link to this along with everything else we talk about in the show notes. It's really interesting. I think for $16.95, it is a screaming good deal, especially since there were, three sweaters I liked in there to knit?
Mm-hmm.
And then the accessories for that are like icing on the cake for me.
Yeah.
It's just bonus good stuff. What did you think?
I liked the Riga sweater a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just in a gray and black stripey place.
Yeah, that would be interesting to do in things that were not so contrasty, like tone-on-tone kind of, maybe. Mm-hmm. Would be interesting as well.
I also like the hat with a cross on the...
On the top. All right, so that was two for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is definitely one that you should flip through, at least on Ravelry, because we have that as a resource. And if it sounds like something that the people in your life would like, definitely get it. Final thoughts?
Have a look at it.
All right, let's move on. This is Fresh Designs for Men. It retails for $22.95 hard copy and $16.95 on Ravelry. We will link to this along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. And now a quick word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lola lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What? Let's talk about your sewing.
Okay. So last week I finished sewing in the ribbon for Genevieve's Victorian girl's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done, and now it needs snaps. Mm-hmm. So she can close it. And I went to the store and picked up snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So those are ready to go.
Okay.
In school, we were draping the muslin front and back skirt. And also, I had said last week that I did the sleeve according to directions, but sewed it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I fixed that. sewed the dart correctly, sewed the seam right side out, correct side out, and then my sleeve didn't fit into the armhole.
Okay.
That was so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, before I talked to the teacher, I thought, I need to see what's wrong. And I measured my armhole and I measured the sleeve cap. And the sleeve cap is supposed to be bigger than the armhole.
Mm-hmm.
You ease it in.
Yeah.
But not that much.
Mm.
So she said to make the ease a little bit more, and instead of connecting it at the top of the where the shoulder seams meet,
mm-hmm.
move it over about half an inch.
Okay.
And I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And
did she give you a reason as to why to move it half an inch, or just to make it fit?
To make it fit, I guess.
Okay.
So we draped the skirt front and back in school, and then once you have it marked on the muslin, it needs to go on a paper pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And the tables have cutting mats on them. And I tried before to use a tracing wheel and copy my muslin
onto
pattern paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't push hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
To make enough of an impression.
Hmm.
And then remember I asked to borrow your cardboard cutting mat?
Mm-hmm.
So I brought it over and put it on the table, and one of my classmates came and we worked together. And with the cardboard cutting mat under it, and I have a tracing wheel that has really sharp points.
Mm-hmm.
And now the teeth have something to sink into and actually score my paper.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's amazing what a difference it makes.
Yeah.
I can actually see the holes in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, well, before I couldn't see,
mm-hmm.
because there wasn't enough of an impression.
Yeah.
So also my lines tend to get wobbly when I'm rolling the tracing wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So I used a ruler and
and you followed the curve?
No, I went along the straight lines.
Ah.
So that was one thing. And I wasn't quite done sewing. So the preemie sack gowns that I cut the previous week,
mm-hmm.
I searched the edges for the envelope necklines.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is to turn the edges and stitch.
We have to serge all the serged edges first. Otherwise, the cover stitch thing won't work. Because the cover stitch circumference is too small for the circumference on the sleeves specifically for the sack gowns is too small for my serger that does cover stitch.
Well, so far I just did the necklines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I would like to make master patterns,
mm-hmm.
on tag board.
Okay.
So.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. I think I need to sew a new to buy a new pattern when they're on sale.
And then use that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you used a lot. We've used it a lot.
Yeah. So buy a new pattern and then use the new pattern to make tag board master patterns.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Arnold Culliford Knitwear, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Interweave Yarn Fest, Knit Companion, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything, we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and fantastic conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.